Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Business Based Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. And today, we're going to be talking about Bobby Mackey's, one of the most haunted bars in the whole United States.
It actually just closed, unfortunately, the original location, but I think they're planning on reopening it. It was just because of structural things.
Yeah, I heard it's
they
like
want to be back
bad.
And better than ever. It's bad.
Well, I don't think the ghosts are going to like that. And I think from like previous like ghost tours that I've seen, the ghosts were more active because of that. And now I'm like, ooh, like what's going to happen? Like, are they going to like rebuild it on like the same plot, or is it going to be like move somewhere? Like, are the ghosts going to follow? Like, why is it haunted kind of thing?
I'm going to be honest. I did not know anything about this bar until you told me about it. And then like I read the history because they have, which I'll get into the history, a very extensive, pretty violent history of even before it became Bobby Mackey's that I was like, because usually I feel like the places we research things that like the whole story of it is like the OG part of it.
Yeah.
But this bar has had so many OG issues that the country singer apparently just really wanted a haunted bar or just did not do any research into it. Like, could you imagine like Blake Shelton has a bar?
Oh,
Big
really?
Red. Yeah, okay. I think it's like in Nashville. I think every country singer, I think, has a bar in Nashville. But like, imagine, like, I don't think he does any research that if he found out that was on like a haunted burial ground.
No, that's
I don't
true.
Think he would necessarily know.
I know this place is so haunted, though, that it has a sign right when you walk in that says they're not liable for any like damages or anything.
Because
apparently someone got beat up in the bathroom by
a ghost. Okay, can I be
which
honest?
Is like, all right.
Can I be honest? I would take that to my grave. I would like, not I be telling anyone. People, like, hey, I have footage somewhere of me getting my ass beat by air.
Like, come on now. Like by have air. A little bit more dignity than that. Like,
it's Kentucky, though, so.
That is true.
I don't think they care.
Sorry, I have a couple friends in Kentucky.
Sorry to Kentucky. Apologies.
I have a couple friends in Kentucky. They're going to definitely message me after that, but.
I'd be like, it's not that bad. I promise.
All right, so let's get into it. Like, what's the lore behind it?
So, the original location was in Wilder, Kentucky. The new location, I think, reopened. I think I saw an ad March 13th and the 14th was their soft opening. So, recently.
Was this, like, a hard launch? Like
I guess. Okay. Of, like, in Florence, Kentucky. Of, like, where they reopened while they're building, working on the old building.
Okay.
But, basically, it's an old country singer, Bobby Mackey. It's his bar. It is the same location. They made a movie there called Sweet Meats. That is
it like a scary movie? Or?
No, it's kind of. It's based off of an old country singer, kind of like his life, like loose interpretation of it. But before it was a country bar, it was a slaughterhouse in the 1850s, that was for mostly animals, like a meatpacking industry situation.
Yeah, I would hope,
but. After the meatpacking industry closed, the slaughterhouse closed, still had all of the equipment, still had all of the, for lack of a better word, I guess, tools of the trade on there. So, unfortunately, satanic panic, satanic rituals, somewhere in the 1800s, 1900s, became more of a prominent thing. So it started becoming used as a satanic ritual. For sacrifices.
Okay.
So there were tons of like humans, animal body parts, bones and stuff that weren't really confirmed if it was from the slaughterhouse or from other ritualistic practices during secret meetings.
Oh, great.
So after the slaughterhouse closed, it was used that for a little bit. And then they decided to obviously reopen it and well, not reopen it, but they tried to, I guess, make better use of it. But later in the 90s, there was a murder that took place.
Of course.
Anyone...
Why not? Why
no,
not?
I know.
Why...
They were looking into or speculating into opening it back up. I don't know what for like a government, whatever. But there was a corpse found less than 2 miles from the field, headless. Her name was Pearl Bryan. She was from Greencastle, Indiana, and made headlines in the news about it because she was 22. I mean, she was young. She wasn't really even from that area. She was pregnant with her boyfriend, Scott Jackson's child. He was a Ohio College resident. He wanted her to come to Cincinnati for an abortion. He actually, him and his friend, attempted the abortion themselves. But things went wrong with the abortion, and to cover their tracks, threw her in that field, basically got rid of her head, tried getting rid of her, essentially. Yeah. But the severed head was never discovered.
Okay.
So they don't know if, he was also a part of the satanic ritual situation. Because it was so close to the packing plant and there wasn't anything else around it. They're thinking that maybe it was one of the things used as either a sacrifice, even if it wasn't the boyfriend, if he wasn't involved in anything weird.
Yeah. Nice way to put it.
Yeah. They think maybe someone came across that and was like, maybe this is a sign, not from God, obviously, but from others, to use that as a sacrifice. So, unfortunately, they do think that she could be part of the problem as far as part of the problem, but part of the ghosts.
Okay.
Of, besides maybe other people that could have died.
100%, yeah.
For sacrifice, purposes in general. Which, all of this is crazy because, again, this happened literally between, the 1850s to the 1900s. This is only the first 50 years of this place being a building.
Well, I also feel like because of so many sacrifices and everything, which we might get into, later, you might have, some notes on this, but I feel like with all the sacrifices, there might be more, non-human kind of entities that, live there.
So then I have a follow-up for you.
Okay.
Do you think animals haunt?
Oh, definitely. Do you think,
but not, in a way, your old dog passes away and you're like, oh, I still hear the pitter-patter around the stairs. But more so, do you think
that your dog's going to pull, a trick on you or something?
Do you think they haunt, how humans haunt?
No, I definitely think it's one of those things where, you can feel, a presence. Or you can hear their, pitter-patter. Or you can hear, maybe a bark or a meow or something like that. I don't know what noise a fish makes, if you had a fish. But
the blurb. The
I don't know. But I think that, that kind of haunt they do. But not, hey, I'm going to go knock some books over with this bitch know that I'm here, you know?
Could you imagine?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I feel, because with satanic rituals and stuff like that, if people die for the purpose of a satanic ritual, I almost wonder where their spirit goes. If it's the same situation of they go off and be with their loved ones.
I definitely think it's a vengeful kind
of. That's what I'm saying. Or is it
I'd be pissed if someone sacrificed
her. That's what I'm saying. Her head. I don't think she was a part of the satanic ritual. So if they used her head for that, does she still get the chance to go to wherever she believes? Or is that just it? That was her one shot. And someone just used it for a satanic ritual. You know what I mean?
Nah, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna be
vengeful as fuck. That's what I'm saying. I would be haunting Bobby Mackey and his friends.
I'm gonna be beating someone up in the bathroom because of that.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah, getting back to that, I guess first 50 years not looking too hot for this place. But after it ended up being demolished in the early part of the 20th century, and it stayed empty until the 20s when it became a casino nightclub during the Prohibition.
Why not?
Right. I feel like, what goes better with booze than death?
Booze and bass.
Booze. Then I'll say it. When the Prohibition ended in 1933, E.A. Buck Brady.
Oh, that's my boy Buck.
Buck. He bought the building and named it Primrose. After more than a decade of successful operation, it caught the attention of some mobsters who tried to get involved in what he was cooking up there, but he refused to sell. There was a fight in the parking lot that escalated, and Buck drew a gun on one of the mobsters, Albert, he was called Red Masterson.
I like that.
No, I know. Which is so funny, he was charged with attempted murder for pulling a gun on a mobster, for being threatened into selling his, into his club. He got charged with attempted murder. And ended up just leaving the casino business in 1946 and closing the doors once again. So only literally less than another 50 years until another attempted murder the first were just murder straight out. This was attempted, but they think that other things might have happened a little sketchy.
like concerning them rituals
just because
and all that?
Or, yeah okay. just because like when he was open like during the Prohibition era and just like having a casino open in general, like any like deals gone wrong, gambling gone wrong kind of thing, they're like it wasn't common how at the Hard Rock today there's 85 security guards everywhere.
I know you did not just refer to a 1920s casino to the Hard Rock in 2024.
I know. Listen, I think what's his name? EA or Buck? I think Buck would have loved the Hard Rock.
Oh my God. So
Buck would have loved the Hard Rock.
So what I'm thinking is that also what could have happened, because I know back in the day for those like mob casinos or whatever, that if you won, they would have you pay like a portion of your winnings to the mob or the casino, I guess.
Okay.
And some people didn't like that. And then some people would be like, I don't want to pay you. I just won, you know, $100. Why would I have to pay you 50 of it, you know? And then they're like, oh, and the mob's like, no, you better pay us or, you know, you're going to get the.
So I have two questions, if you know the answers to either of them.
Okay.
One, didn't know that. Do you think that when you got a casino, it was kind of understood that you had to like.
Especially if it was mob run.
That I was going to say that you had to share with the mob. Like, do you think that that's why they were just like assuming that they were going to be a part of this? Because that was like their city.
And then I think people get drunk and go in there and they're like, oh, I just want $100. And it's like, no, you want $50.
Yeah,
you give us the other 50.
Better pay up. And then a follow up is, I don't know how like gambling laws work. Okay. Or, like, casino laws.
You're talking about, like, now or in, like, the 1920s?
Well, like, I guess that he had to, like, you said that they had to give part of their earnings, like, part of their money up. When did that stop? Because now, like, you can tip, you tip if, like, you have a dealer or whatever, you tip them or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, like, if you go play bingo or something, you can, like, tip your whoever. But, like, when did that, is that, like, a law now that they don't get it anymore? Like, the mob's just not, like, do you think mobs are still involved in some like gambling?
Well, like I think, like you said, I think it stopped when mobs started becoming.
Are there
like
any mafia members out there?
No, actually, no.
Share with us.
We do not.
He said, "Cut the clip."
Yeah, cut the clip right now. I'm looking at the camera. We're cutting that. No, I think it stopped once mobs started like stopped running the casinos and everything like that. Now it's what, like Hard Rock state owned or.
I think it's
something like that. Indian, like
Native American.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, yeah,
that's something we'll have to figure out later. Sorry, we're uncultured.
Yeah, sorry, we'll Google it. So the building reopened as a nightclub called the Latin Quarter in the 50s. Johanna, who was a dance hall girl, she typically was known for her like stereotypical very floral rose scented perfume, and she was the daughter of the nightclub owner. She fell in love with one of the singers who performed there, Robert Randall. She got pregnant with the singer's baby and she attempted to run off, but her father was like, she's like, but daddy, I love him, and he said no.
A little Taylor Swift reference.
Correct. Shout out to my girl. All right. And he unfortunately, her dad, who was the owner of the nightclub, he did have some connections to the mob and just killers in general. So he did have the singer killed. So when she found out what happened, she killed herself in the nightclub basement. So unfortunately, which note also, Bobby Mackey, weirdly enough, his full name is Robert Randall Mackey. Okay.
Yeah.
So the same name of the singer that got killed.
Which is coincidence?
Coincidence, but also
maybe
like
not.
That's
maybe not.
Very weird, you know? And then that's not even what closed the nightclub of her killing herself in the basement. They kept it open. And then it finally closed its doors in 1978 when a bunch of shootings and fights occurred of like over like I think like a year or so period of time that they ended up just having to close the doors because they were like, we literally cannot.
Well, let me just stop you real quick.
Open.
I just thought about it. Honestly, if there's a place, if I found a place called like Jace's or something like
Jace's.
That, I would go and buy that. If I had the funds, I'd go and buy that place and make it my own. Like, if there's a place named after you, like it's kind of a no brainer. Like, oh yeah, I have to go.
Well, it wasn't named after him.
No, but like if it was like in like connection, like the same.
Oh
name,
yeah,
like,
for sure.
You know, like that's kind of cool. All
right. Yeah. Right.
I have the funds. Like, let's
and
do it.
You know who thought that same thing? In 1978, Bobby Mackey thought that same thing. So he actually didn't even wait. It's not even like one of those things where it's like, oh, 20 or so years later, he bought the building. And, you know, after all of that brutal history, it was literally later that same year, 1978, that he, and at the time he was young. Now, not so much, but at the time he was a younger.
He's young at heart.
He's young at heart. A younger up and coming country singer purchased the building, turned it into a music hall and a tavern. And that's still kind of what it operates today. So I basically,
he performs every Saturday. He did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he performed like every Saturday.
How old is he?
That's a great question.
Don't know. Yeah. I don't know how old they, I couldn't even, like, not that they didn't show it anywhere, but like they didn't really mention, they were more concerned, I feel like, with what happened there than versus like him. Like, I don't think they care that who he is. But I mean, he's still, I think, involved because I think he's the one that maybe pushed to have a new building. Or like a well, a lot of the engineers, actually, they kept bringing, I think, engineers out, like, I don't want to say Kentucky engineers.
Okay, yeah, that works.
We can wherever they're from. To, like, basically check the structure of the building, and they were like, hey, guys, I know you love this. I know you love the haunt. Peace and blessings. This is going to fall down. So we literally cannot withstand having this open anymore. Any questions? Find a new place, basically. But before that, when he first bought the place, he did not, everyone was like, you know, there's been a lot of rough and tough history here. Maybe look into this a little bit more before you jump into it. Like, do your research, basically. And he was kind of a skeptic, and he didn't believe in, like, spirits and stuff like that. So for him, he was just very much like, I really don't care. I'm gonna buy it anyway. I don't believe in ghosts.
Hey, that's the mentality.
And he didn't necessarily like he tried getting psychics to come in and help. He tried getting priests to come in and help, like, because his friends and family were like, even like, it's not even just like patrons of the bar, like his friends and family were coming in like, hey bro, we don't even want to come in here because it's so creepy. And he was just kind of like, he didn't discount that they felt anything, but he was just kind of like, I mean, I own it and I am not really a believer, which I do think that spirits show themselves like
more if you believe.
Yes. Okay. I do think it's like one of those things where if you're a spiritually connected person and like you're
more stuff, was
you have
happen.
The ability to see or recognize these things. And I think that if you are very like open to it of seeing people, then I think that they will come and see you.
Are you like that? Are you open to it?
Yeah.
So that's not why you have so many like haunted experiences.
I would say I'm not as open as like my mom.
Okay.
Or like they're very like they will talk to dead people as if they are like,
yeah.
Whereas me, I feel like the couple times I've physically have seen, it takes me aback like a second, and then I'm just like, oh.
Guys, let me tell you something. Madison always comes to me and tells me about her haunted experiences and everything, like St. Augustine, Charleston, everything like that. She's like, hey, I just saw like a little girl, just casual as day. I'm like, all right.
Because here's my thing with it. I think that if they're safe with you, they'll come and see you. And I don't like calling attention to them.
Isn't that what they feed off? Like, well, like the bad stuff. Isn't that what they feed off? Like,
they
the attention?
I don't know, but I'm saying it based off of every scary movie I've seen. Is that like, no, I'm serious. Like the nun, like you can't say her name because if you say her name, or she loses power because you're giving her name and like you're giving her power.
Yeah.
Situation by not knowing her name and just being terrified of her. But I feel like it could be the same thing that like, oh. It's only scary if you feel scary. But, like, a lot of times if I see ghosts...
Which is hard to not, you know...
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, when I see spirits, it's never like a, oh, God. It's more so like a, ah. Oh.
Yeah, we'll find out. Get me in St. Augustine. We'll really find that out. I'll tell you guys the real how it is on the real world. Like,
you just see me just sprint away. You're like, Madison, did you just see that? I'm just gone. You're like, that is...
No, vice versa. You're going to be like, hey, did you see that little girl over there? I'm going to be like... What little girl? I'm going back to McDonald's right now. I'm about to go get my McChicken. I'm sorry.
He said, I will actually never have children because of this. Thank you so much. No, kid ghosts do kind of scare me just because I feel bad they're dead. Because they definitely don't know they're dead.
Oh, 100%.
Like the kids in St. Augustine, that's literally the
Which if you want to hear that story, we do have a St. Augustine podcast.
We do, that I talk about
the channel. So go look at that.
But what I did mention in there about me hearing little kid ghosts, which again, if you want to hear more about that, listen to it. But the tour guide, even before like anyone said they heard anything, he literally got on the tour and was like, hey, adults don't know they're dead. Kids really don't know they're dead. So like they will play with you and like laugh and like pull your shit, whatever, because they have no idea, which is really sad when you think about it that way. Yeah. But I feel like it's also like, that's why kids ghosts scare me a little bit more, because they definitely don't know they're dead. Because I'm like, they could, maybe they said mermaid. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Kids, I don't trust kids. But yeah, all of that to be said, that some of the paranormal sightings that they've had, and there's been a ton of them, so I will be reading all of them because, again, there's been a ton. But so some believe that there's a portal to hell in there.
I've heard that.
Because they think, some of the like theories surrounding that is that whenever they did the satanic ritual, that they opened a portal somehow, and then that's why it's been kind of cursed ever since, is that people, like, there's just been demons going in and out of the portal, like, as they can. Because, okay, I don't know if you believe in the portal of hell. I don't know if I believe in the portal of hell. Okay. Yeah. But, like, I know you've seen Supernatural.
Oh, 100%.
So.
Best show.
Oh, 10 out of 10. So, like, the thing is with, like, Supernatural or things like that, like, do you think they opened the portal of hell? Like, I feel like in Supernatural and books, like, I'm reading Crescent City, like, that kind of whatever. In it, it's very much a thing of, like, you have to have one person that is able to open and close the portal. And, like, if it's open, the world is taken over kind of situation. Or do you think it's one of those things where, like, portals of hell can be opened and it's not as intense as everyone thinks it is? It's just maybe some spirits might slip in and out, but it's not like a floodgates of all of a sudden a bunch of like basilisks are coming up from the earth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely like a door, you know, yeah. Like something they can go in and like leave or come out, like whatever. But I think it's connected to that place, like wherever it's open, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I don't think they can just like go out, like it could be in Kentucky, like the portal will be in Kentucky and they just leave and then they're in Florida, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like that. I think they're connected to that building or like that house. So like, because the portal's in that, is it like a basement, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's like connected to that house or that like area, I guess. I know Bobby Mackey's is also right behind right in front of a river, and they're saying that river has a bunch of limestone, or there's some sort of like sedimentary rock that is like very spiritually activated, I guess. I think that's limestone. I'm not too sure, but I think that like helps the spirits get more energy, and like the demons or like the portal to hell, yeah, or whatever, gives it more like oomph.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term.
He's going to give a little something for it. No, it is. I think that does play a part in it. And another aspect of it is like the next thing is like, a lot of this has to do with why there would be dark forces there. Like, the next one is, like, stairs near the well in the old slaughterhouse have been deemed the stairs that lead to nowhere because phantom footsteps are just heard.
Which is crazy because I think I told you about this and I sent you, like, a voice message or something. But if you guys don't know, there's some YouTubers, their name is Sam and Colby, and they do, like, haunted, they'll, like, go to haunted places and, yeah, kind of, like, explore it, whatever. And the most recent one that they did was Bobby Mackey's, I believe. And they were, the tour guide, I guess, was telling them a story about that staircase. And it's like giving me chills that I'm thinking about it right now. But apparently that tour guide that they had took a picture right in front of that staircase, or someone took a picture of the tour guide and that staircase, and behind him, laying on the ground, kind of like with his hand on his head or whatever.
Oh my God. I saw
like,
that.
Not a creature, but like an entity with like horns and yellow eyes.
I didn't know that was at Bobby Mackey's.
Yeah. I was in like the house like next to it. Yeah. And that was like,
oh my God, I would die.
I was watching that at night, and I'm like, that's actually crazy. That's freaking me out.
Yeah.
Like, if that happened. Because the lady, apparently after the tour, came back and was like, she was bawling.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, I think you need to see this. And he saw it, and that was like, that was my tipping point.
Yeah.
That was like, all right, I don't want to go to this place, but I also really want to go to this place.
I agree. Because I feel like, so I guess like to go into that is that it seems like a lot of the hauntings here are not just like normal, like, oh, it was an old family that lived there. It's like the things that are happening are like very satanic, and they're also happening in places that humans weren't there. Like, no. It's not an old house that's haunted. It's literally an old packing plant that allegedly is supposed to just be for animals. But I feel like with all of the rest of that, I guess all of the rest of the evidence with it, it's hard to believe that, like, that's it. I guess that it's just the animal market and nothing else concerning it. Some believe that spirits can't cross flowing water, so the rare northern current of the Licking River by it may be
keeping them trapped. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Also, so like it's a lot of like things that I feel like are more hell and satanic based as to why there's paranormal activity.
So it's more like malicious entities that are there.
Like it doesn't sound like it was just like the girl was really upset because her boyfriend got killed or whatever. Yeah. It was definitely more of like I'm upset because I'm depressed.
I feel like you have three different types of like haunted places. I feel like the one you have is like the benign one where it's like, you know, a ghost died and they're just kind of like living, like you get a house, the owner died, and, you know, he's like living in that house or whatever.
Right.
And then you have like the vengeful spirit one where like someone was murdered there. They want revenge, you know. They might be a poltergeist, like throw stuff around or, you know, whatever. And then I feel like you have the third where it's like the malicious ones, like the non-human like entities that like play tricks on you or like are going to scratch you, like all that kind of stuff. And so I'm really getting the sense that Bobby Mackey's is like tier three of that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's definitely not like a family friendly.
Wouldn't want to take my family there.
No.
We'll go to Disney World instead.
Instead of Bobby Mackey's. Guess I'm changing this year's vacation. The next thing, or like another like creepy moment there. A former caretaker that lived in the apartment upstairs claims to have been demonically possessed.
I've heard about this.
It's not funny, but the way that they worded it, that his exorcism was performed in the club, in the tavern, by someone. Like, they did it in the... They didn't do it in his apartment. They did it, like, in the club.
Oh, yeah. They're, like, the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Which, again, they, like, fell it's not... Or something, I think. It's, like, not funny, but it's just funny thinking of, like Ybor. Like, Prana or something, and someone just getting an exorcism in the middle of it.
Could you imagine like live music's being played? Like,
no, just... no, that's what I'm saying. As you're just like getting flung across the room.
People are like partying. They're saying you just like spaz out over here. Like, they're like getting this demon exercise from you. And you're
and you're like, all right, let's keep it going.
That did not happen.
Closer by the chainsaw.
That did not happen. It was like private.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was, and also it was,
I don't know if anybody,
I think
like,
it was also
that.
Later or like it wasn't like in the, I think, or I mean earlier. I think it was like in the 80s.
But I think this dude like lived. In the
which but is saying, like
which like crazy like
he shouldn't, because in, I don't want to say in his defense, but it's kind of like all of that stuff was well known. It's not like he got the house. I feel like a lot of times people like buy houses and they don't know Sally that
house.
Stuff happened. Yeah, that they don't know stuff like that happened, and then they find out and they're like, damn, that sucks.
Exactly.
I feel like with him it was quite literally like he knew, but he was like, oh, they're not gonna haunt me.
I don't know how much he was getting paid.
Are you different? Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like, how much money would it take you to be a caretaker there? Like, I'm not sure any amount of money could.
I don't think. I feel like for me, I would be. It would have to be like a trial base. Like, I would be like, I'll be a caretaker for like 2 weeks to see if I like it.
Two weeks?
Yeah.
That's enough for you?
Yeah.
I would do like a couple days.
A couple days?
Madison, I literally told you, I hear like a creak in my house. I'm instantly, like, covers over my head, like, I'm not going out.
I'm less afraid of a goat. Have you seen that TikTok thing that's like, would you rather deal with a man or a bear?
No, I'm not.
Well,
enlighten me.
Basically, any woman, if you ask them if they would rather be trapped in a forest defending themselves against a man or a bear, they would pick the bear.
Oh, no, I've seen that.
Yeah, because men are heinous. So basically, I feel like it's the same thing. If I'm going to be picking an intruder or a ghost, send me the poltergeist every time. Like, if I'm going to be, I hope it's a creek and it's a little girl ghost, or like, it could be a man ghost. Just can't be an actual man. So okay. I feel like for me, if I hear it's a creek, I'm praying to God it's a ghost.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a ghost or a squatter, but like,
squatters scare me because, well, where are we at? Florida just got rid of squatters' rights.
Was
like
that
legally.
They could live there? Like,
it's basically that if you live somewhere or get mail sent somewhere or whatever for like a certain amount of time, you can just legally claim that you live there.
Oh. Okay.
Like something crazy like that, because that was happening. I know that's happened with like Coachella a lot, is people going out of town for like Coachella or like whatever, or like going to Airbnbs for Coachella, and then the families are coming back and these people are refusing to leave.
Okay.
But yeah, I feel like that is the thing that I've seen on TikTok, is people have discovered that like people live in like their attics or like in their basements and have no idea. Like they come out and get food when they're like
asleep, like
asleep, yeah. Or like when they're at work or something.
Which I could never be a squatter because like I'd make too much noise.
I would make so much noise, and then I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
I'm just like crunching like on some chips.
At 3 a.m. I imagine like, you eating like a family bag of Doritos, and you're like,
they just so catch me, like the light turns on. Okay, yeah, sorry.
Die. I would
nice
die.
Next time, can you get the Cool Ranch one?
No. You're like, hey, I know this is really inconvenient for you. Imagine me. I can't even pick one I'm eating. Like,
leftovers were good, Sharon.
No,
loved
exactly.
them. Loved them.
You said share? Share was it? What else? So they have someone claimed to have experienced suffocating heat, a flying trash can, and a man with a handlebar mustache saying, die, game, dying. Or die game, Latin for dying well or dying good, basically, in the men's restroom.
Okay.
Bobby's wife claims to have been overcome by the scent of roses in the basement, which...
Oh, from
the
girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Grabbed around the waist, picked up, thrown down, and pushed down the stairs by a force that resembled sketches of basically the dad, her dad.
Okay.
Resembled saying get out, and she refused to come into the club after that. So I bet she was not visiting
not
her husband at work. No,
she was definitely not vibing with that.
Bobby Mackey claims that he wasn't a believer, like I said earlier, but he did write a song called Joanna, which is about the girl who committed suicide in the basement in the 1950s. So he clearly, I mean, there's some truth to it that he believes, I'm assuming. I feel like he wouldn't write a song and call more attention to it if he was, like, trying to get rid of the...
Yeah.
The creepy allegations. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Which, it might have been, a marketing thing as to why he didn't give in to it. That he was like, I just put all this money into this bar. I'm not going to tell them it's haunted now. People could die, you know?
Well, yeah, I think it definitely is a marketing thing. Like, when you see the sign that says, like, hey, you can't sue us. If you get like scratched or beat up by a ghost, like that's
but I
crazy.
Think,
like,
but I think right now, that's I don't want to say that's cool, but I feel like paranormal stuff is like people now are like, oh, that's awesome. But I feel like back then in like the 70s, 80s, they were like, he was like, I'm gonna lose so much money if people think they're getting haunted.
Well,
you know
like,
what I mean?
People definitely thought like back in the day, like that was real. Now people are a little bit more skeptical, I believe, and everything.
Right?
Like people were getting like. You don't really hear stories about people being like exercised now, but like in the 70s and the 80s, that's all
that
like,
all
conjuring,
happened all the time.
Like all that kind of stuff happens. Right. So, I definitely think now it's kind of like a tourist kind of thing.
I agree.
Also, I want to touch on the fact that you said, like, oh, it was kind of cool. Guys, remember when way back when we first started this podcast, and I was like, oh, yeah, I want to get flown across the room. I want to, you know, like if I go somewhere, I want them to tell me that that something's going to happen. Like, I want to get scratched or whatever. And you're like, oh, wow, that's, like, crazy. Now you're like, oh, no, that's cool. I'm going to get beat up in the bathroom or something.
No, but I more so mean, in the, you know, the I just thought of them, the Kelly Osbourne clip, when she's like, in the sense that, have you seen that?
Yes.
the... Yes, my sister keeps saying that. In the sense that I feel like it would be great if she were, like, I would want to get flung if it were by someone that the stories were written about, because then I know that it's like a tangible person. But I feel like I'd be more concerned if it was like a force that I didn't know. Does that make sense?
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Like, because, okay, one of them, it's like historic photos of Pearl Bryan, which is the younger girl that got murdered with the headless corpse. It says descriptions of a headless ghost dressed in turn of the century clothing, and photos of Buck Brady also match the descriptions of the ghost. So, like, I feel like if I, because, like, my St. Augustine encounter, my Charleston encounter, both were people that died that I knew of, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Whereas, like, I feel like if I just saw, like, a random, like, horned figure in the back of my picture, like that one, like the tour guide, yeah, I would be like, absolutely no shot. Does that make sense?
Like, I don't know what I would do after that. Like,
right. That also, how do you come back from that? Some other hot spots in the club include the spotlight room and the catwalk over the stage, the well in the basement, the old china room, and the platform area near the kitchen. And people have claimed to see ghosts in the big pitted mirror in the main room. The club manager claims that on several occasions she would go through the club to make sure everything was like shut down for the night, basically. But then hours later, she would find that all the lights were turned on, the doors were unlocked, the jukebox would be playing music. Like, I don't know if you've seen Five Nights at Freddy's, but basically how, like, everything comes to life at night randomly, like that.
No, they just wanted to party. That's their time to party. Like, the music's going at, you know, until, like, 12, and then after 12, that's the ghost time, you know?
No, yeah, that's the ghost time. Because then they, like, the songs that were playing on the jukebox were songs that, like, they didn't even have on the jukebox. They were just, like, older songs.
Okay.
Like, one's the anniversary waltz, and even though, and the jukebox was, like, unplugged, too. So it was playing songs that, it was playing songs through an unplugged jukebox, and then also songs that weren't even exist, like, on the jukebox.
I don't know how that's, like possible. That's something to, like, explain.
Right, exactly. It's one of those things that, like, I feel like there's a lot of skeptics of, like, a lot of different things. But something like that, I want to be like, okay, well, how would you explain that? Because jukeboxes are not, like,
no,
exactly. Like, they're not, it's not like an easily manipulated, like, an AI, like, an iPad situation. Yeah. Like, and also, I, being a manager of, like, a club, and, like, you know that you should, I would be freaked out when I used to work at DSW, or, like, and, like, let's say I turned off all the lights, whatever, shut down the registers, and I, like, whatever. If I was doing something in the office, and all of a sudden all the lights turned on, and I heard all of the registers start turning on, I would be, like, and, like, I heard, like, the back door alarm, like, go off because I didn't shut it. I would be like, what the fuck? Like, I would be freaking out. I'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
100%, 100%.
So I don't blame Girly Pop. I would also be traumatized.
I heard there's pretty, like, there's a corner, too. I don't know if you read about that, but there's, like, a corner in the bar that's, like, the most active. Like, a person will stand there, or, like, I forgot what it's called, but it has, like, a special name.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, it always, like, you know the EMF reader you got me?
Yeah.
Like, you could put it right there, and it would just go.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
That's, like,
like, nowhere else, you know?
Yeah. Kind of thing. And, like, which I feel like, because the last thing I have for it is another club employee has seen a dark, very angry man behind the bar and a spirit who called herself Joanna. She would often speak to him and leave the scent of roses in her wake. I know that there's obviously a lot of satanic rituals that have happened. I almost wonder if that and Joanna are somehow combined, because she, I feel like, is the most spotted ghost, and is like, I mean, yeah, they do see the pearl, that the headless ghost, but I feel like she's the most vengeful spirit. It seems like her and her dad are the ones that are, like, actively, like, I don't want to say attacking people, but, like,
if you were to get scratched, rest, you're going to get scratched by them.
Yeah, the rest of them, it's like, they're just are kind of, and, like, Buck Brady and, like, stuff like that. It's more, Buck. They're more like, oh, I see them, and I see the apparitions, but that's kind of it. Whereas them, it's like, I see them, and they've tried telling me to get out or something like that. Mm-hmm. That I'm almost wondering if Joanna, like, because she killed herself and, quote-unquote, sacrificed herself, even though it wasn't for satanic purposes or anything, do you think like the building or like forces like took it as that, and like that's why she's kind of trapped in some hellish purgatory, because I feel like a lot of the ghosting hauntings again are violent and having to do with her.
Oh, I definitely believe that. I think she's definitely...
Is that an active conspiracy theory?
You're getting two for one, guys. Getting two for one. No, I definitely think that she has something to do with it. I think she's definitely stuck, and she's just a vengeful spirit. Like I said, you know, how you have that, like, those three tiers.
Right.
I think Bobby Mackey's is the last two tiers. No, benign, maybe one or two, but I think, like, most of the time it's just those vengeful and, like, malicious entities that want to harm you or, like, want to play tricks on you or anything like that to scare you. But, yeah, nah, that... I wanted to visit Bobby Mackey's, but like now after hearing all this, I'm like,
I know, because I remember you mentioned it and you were like, yeah, we should do an episode on it. And I was like, yeah. And I started doing more and more research about it. And the more research I was reading, I was like, oh, this is like an actual, I don't want to say like it's an actual haunted place, because I know the other places we cover are actual haunted places, but not to the point like the teardown was basically the rebuilding. One in 2026, that's one story on the same land, because this one's not structurally sound.
Yeah.
But they don't even want to make a second floor to it, because they are trying to basically eliminate the ghosts.
No, exactly.
Which is crazy. Yeah. It's crazy that they are basing an entire business model off of ghosts.
No, as they should. Like, as they should. This place is ranked as one of the most haunted places.
Oh, for sure.
In the United States, if not the world.
And I wonder if part of it has to do with the fact that when you're in a club, your inhibitions are lowered anyway, that I wonder if it's like you're just not, I don't want to say you're on guard all the time from seeing dead things, but I feel like when you're drunk, you're more like your guard's down. So I feel like more people would be seeing ghosts, because they would just kind of be like stumbling around and then be like, oh, it's my friend. Oh, they're dressed like John Hancock. Like, you know what I mean?
That's true, yeah. I'd be pretty thrown off if I saw someone in, like...
Right, like, I feel like if I was drunk... Because no one would believe me. I'd be, like, looking at the... Like, you know the look you get when you're really drunk and you're, like, in the club bathroom kind of, like, holding on, like, I've got this?
In the mirror, you see your best friend, like...
Right.
Turn of the century attire.
Like, yeah, exactly. You're like, hey! And I'm like, Rose, why are you looking like that? Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think... Overall, wouldn't want to go to Bobby Mackey's, maybe right now. When it rebuilds, I would be willing to.
Well, you can't go
back to the land. Well, you can go to the one in Florence.
That's true.
If you wanted.
I think, all in all, I would give Bobby Mackey's. I mean, we should probably start doing this.
I was going to start. We should just start doing a scare rating.
Yeah, I would give it. We're doing it out of 10, by the way.
Yeah. Okay.
I would give Bobby Mackey's a good 8 out of 10.
I would too.
Maybe, like, if we, like, I want to give it 9.
I would give it an 8 being in Tampa, but a 9 being there, probably.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Like, just not seeing it and everything, I'd be like, huh, it's not that bad. 8.
Yeah.
But, like, if I was there.
Seeing it, I would be freaked out. But, yeah. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode of the ever lovely Bobby Mackey Bar.
Yeah.
Make sure to subscribe everywhere you guys listen to podcasts, including YouTube. And we will see you guys next time. Bye.